today is a culmination of our first year of Equipping the Core. Unfortunately, it is also my last episode, as I'll be turning over the duties to the new and exciting host. After all, the show is not about any one personality, but rather the many voices who make up the fabric of our acquisition team. And this new host is no exception. He's a great member of our Syscom family who comes highly recommended by his peers. His charismatic, dedicated, and fun demeanor make him a trip to work with, and he sticks his nose into everything for one main reason: the safety of our Marines. By now, I'm certain my clues have given it away, so it's my distinct pleasure and privilege to introduce our new host of Equipping the Core, Trip Elliott. But before I give him the mic, you might be wondering why I'm handing over the reins for Season 2. Well, I'm retiring in a few months and want to make sure Trip has plenty of time to pick my brain and keep the conversation going. Some might say Trip has big shoes to fill, but I'm not worried about the shoes because I know he will bring the perfect balance of curiosity and insight to the conversations we need to have. And he will do a great job providing our listeners a behind-the-scenes look at the acquisition process. So, Trip, congratulations on being the next host. I should say welcome back to the show because you've been here before. And don't worry about my shoes. I got small feet anyway. So, listen, I know we discussed a little bit about your background and whatnot on the command safety episode, but can you give our listeners a little quick once-over? What makes you tick?
You bet. So the elevator speech on me is I grew up as a Navy brat moving around the country. When I turned 17, I joined the Virginia National Guard. Did that for a couple years, and then college, grad school, contractor supporting the Navy down in Dahlgren and supporting the Marine Corps through Dahlgren. Moved up to supporting the Marine Corps through Quantico. Hired on as a federal employee about 12 years ago. And now I'm the safety director here at Marine Corps Systems Command. I don't know. So far, the crowning achievement of my career might be trying to fill your big shoes here, Manny.
Come on now. Safety is paramount in everything that we do. But I think having a safe conversation with some of your hosts will prove itself. Listen, we know a little bit about what you do at work and whatnot, but tell us a little bit about your personal life. What do you like to do when you're not out here making sure that our Marines are safe?
So I have a married, lovely wife, Alice, and my son, Mac. He is very big in doing Boy Scouting.
Oh, okay.
And so I spend a lot of time as a leader in Boy Scouts, trying to ensure that Mac and all of his friends get a phenomenal experience in the scouting program.
That's awesome. Were you a scout yourself?
So I made it to the lofty rank of tenderfoot in scouting. And
well, that's much further than me. I didn't get any patches at all. I went right into the Marine Corps.
So my son eclipsed me like a year ago, and he reminds me all the time. So, but what parent isn't happy to have their child outshine them? So
absolutely.
I'm good with that.
I think that's what we should strive for. I'm going to bring this up, but I hear you do a little beekeeping. What's that all about?
We do.
And you do it, I'm sure, in a safe manner, of course.
Right? So usually, I'm not saying I don't get stung. I definitely get stung. So my wife and I decided to get into beekeeping about 7 years ago. And then it took a little while to get some education on how to do it. And so we're finishing our sixth summer as beekeepers. We right now have 18 hives in the backyard.
Wow.
And I should have brought you a bottle of honey, Manny. I'll get you a bottle.
Work on this voice of mine. I got you.
Good to go. Yeah, I mean, it's great for the throat and all that. So that's another one of my hobbies is the beekeeping.
A lot to keep your hands in there. So do you have beekeeping in the family? Is it something?
I've got an uncle.
I mean, I'm curious. How did, hey, let's go get a hive. And
right.
I love honey too, but I'm not going to venture off and
my wife saw this thing where there was this brand new way to get honey out of a hive, and I don't know, we're kind of gadget people, so
yeah.
We bought the gadget, and then we needed the bees, and we had talked about us being beekeepers, and when it came time to take the class, I went and took the class, and she didn't, so I'm largely the beekeeper, but she comes out and helps a lot.
There you go.
When it's time to get all the honey out of the hive, it is all hands on deck at the Elliott House.
Oh, good for you. No, that's outstanding. I think that's awesome. Listen, I want to transition a little bit. This is just a quick conversation to introduce you to our listeners. But I do want to ask you, do you have any visions or goals for the upcoming season?
Insofar as lofty visions, yes. I want to try to keep the conversation at the level that you have had it over, you know, your episodes. I think you've done a great job. I have enjoyed listening to all the podcasts, and I want to ensure that the listeners continue to get out of the podcast what they have gotten over the last year with you know, your hosting on it. Insofar as specific guests, I have my eye on a couple. I would very much like to get Colonel McDaniel in here from Mikatia. I think that would be a good
partner. That would be awesome. That's a great aspect that we haven't covered here, a little bit of the test community.
Right. And then within the command, I would really like to get Mark Richter from Marine Expeditionary Rifle Squad in as well.
And Mark and I have talked in the past, so definitely put him on your list. As I mentioned at the beginning, I mean, this isn't about the host, obviously. This is about the guests that we get on here. And I think the idea is just to bring this concept, this thing called acquisition, and give people a better understanding, because there's so many aspects to the process. And not just within CISCOM, but even, you know, our comrades in many of the other entities, such as requirements, experimentation, whatnot. So I think what I want to do is I want to turn the mic over to you. I want to wish you the best of luck. I know you'll do great at this because you're a conversationalist. And this is what this is about. This is about bringing people in and picking their brain a little bit. And just having a discussion about what it is that makes them tick on a daily basis. So with that said, Trip, I want to wish you all the best. I'm going to say continued success, because I think you've already started it. So,
well, Manny, I appreciate all that. And on behalf of myself and the command, I want to thank you for everything that you have done in public affairs, with the podcast, your time in the Marine Corps, everything you have done in your career. We all appreciate all of your service, and we will try to pick up where you've left off, try to keep in touch so that we can pick your brain. And with that in mind, I've got some questions for you, Manny.
Uh-oh.
So today is kind of your last chance on the podcast, unless we have an old-timers day and we bring you back later. And
hey, that's not a bad idea.
So what wisdom do you have specifically for the acquisition workforce relative to public affairs?
That's a big question. It's a really big question, but I'll try to simplify it as best as I can. The OPAC team is a very talented team. I mean, I've lived on their successes, and I appreciate all the accolades and whatnot, but I'm really blessed and fortunate to have some very talented individuals working on our team. And what I would tell the acquisition community is get to know your OPAC team and what they can bring to the table. Things such as, you know, developing a communication strategy when you're getting ready to field something. Not at the moment that you need that emergency help, but early on in the plan, say, hey, how often and when, and, you know, how should I communicate this? Who should I communicate this to? We've got some great resources that can, you know, sit down, spend 30 minutes with you, lay out a foundation for where your plan should take you. And I think you're going to find that the road might be a little bit easier to maneuver, you know, 6 months, a year, 18 months down the road, to get, you know, whatever capability it is that you're trying to develop out to the Marines. A lot of people come to us in a crisis, and we're more than happy to help in a crisis. But if I could tell you one thing, is that, you know, maybe think about 6 months before the crisis. Stop by and include us in the conversation. You might be surprised at what we can bring to the table.
I think, Manny, what you're saying, it is better to have a relationship in peacetime, so that when the conflict happens, and in this case, it's whatever public affairs is needed to help resolve, you already have a pre-existing relationship with public affairs, and then they're able to step in and really help you out. And you're not getting to know each other in the middle of a crisis.
So I think you've already made that transition. You're doing a great job, Tripp. That's exactly true. I mean, we deal with the media. My office deals with Congress. We deal with, you know, there's no special sauce, no secret, nothing that we do to this. The one secret, if I had one, to your point, is to build relationships early and often. If I have an issue with something that's going to be out in the media, I know who to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, can I get some assistance? You know, here's what we did. Can you help us get this messaging out? Blah, blah, blah. So you can do all of that. And you're absolutely right. It's built on the relationships that you've established months, years, you know, before the incident happens.
Okay.
So I appreciate that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, so let me ask you another question. So it's been, we won't say how many years, since you stood on the yellow footprints and went off to Paris Island?
No, I was actually in San Diego, MCRD San Diego. So I'm a Hollywood Marine.
Okay.
Couldn't tell by the voice.
Well, the face, the glasses on the head
Right? There you go.
So from then to now, you've had an amazing career, multiple careers, really. And then now you're going off to retirement. So what's your plan in retirement?
That's a scary question because, and I will give you, a year. It's been 40 years. Since I stepped on those yellow footprints. And to your point, I've had many careers. I've been extremely fortunate to be part of this, to be part of the Marine Corps. I've dabbled outside the Marine Corps for a few years. I've done a lot of things. I have a passion for the work I do. So I think my transition is going to be maybe to focus a little bit more on my family. My kids have all grown up. I got a granddaughter now.
Excellent.
That is just the light of my life. So I've always had a passion for travel. We love traveling. My wife and I both do. So I'll be doing a little travel. I can't say really playing a lot of golf, but I will be living on a golf course and I plan to hack it up a little bit more. But I'm looking forward to it. And I know my producer, Kelly, will have my phone number and, you know, she'll probably be using it on occasion. Manny, here's what Tripp did. Can you help us out?
Can you believe what the new guy did, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. I think there's a lot of adventures out there, and it's just time to start that new
chapter. Travel and grandchildren. I mean,
absolutely.
Sounds like an excellent retirement
for anybody.
Right. Well, excellent, excellent. As I try to step into these footprints of yours, do you have any advice specifically? You gave some advice earlier, but what else you got for me?
Yeah, I think I'll just reiterate the fact that just try to have a conversation with your guests. You know, find individuals who seem benign at best, but who really have an interesting story to tell within this acquisition community. And again, I encourage you to, I mean, your producers, Kelly and Morgan, will do a great job of finding you willing guests to be on the show. And all I'll tell you is have fun with the conversation. I know, pick their brains, ask them some hard questions from time to time.
Well, Manny, I'm very much looking forward to it because the conversations that I've listened to you have over the last year have been phenomenal conversations. I hope to learn a lot. I hope to grow in the process. Thank you very much for asking me to take this on. Thank you to all of my friends who threw me under the bus. Now, I think it might be time for us to turn the tables on Manny Pacheco and move into the lightning round, and let's find out what your answers are to the lightning round questions. Are you ready for that?
I'll give it my best shot, as they say.
Now, I want you to know, and for the listeners to know before we do this, we're going to be retiring these lightning round questions at the end of this season, and we'll come back with a new set of lightning round questions. So, Manny, you'll be the last one answering these questions.
No pressure on me.
No pressure at all.
I'll do what I can.
All right.
Bring it on, Tripp.
First question. What is your favorite vacation spot?
So, I'd really have to say a beach. Any beach. Love the ocean. Born and raised on an island. So, and I've been to a lot of countries, so it's hard for me to just narrow down one. So, I'm going to be broad and say the beach.
Not even East Coast, West Coast.
Let's focus mainly on the North Carolina beaches, probably.
Oh, those are some good ones.
I think I'll stay with those.
Well, excellent, excellent. What is a TV show, book, movie, or podcast you recommend?
All right, so I'm again, product of the 70s. You know, I came to this country in the early 70s. So I'm going to take you back a little bit on TV shows. Two of my favorite, way back when. And I don't think they've gone out of style yet. But believe it or not, I learned a lot of my English watching Gilligan's Island and Hogan's Heroes.
Gilligan's Island. So it's a couple of excellent TV shows.
I'm still on a 3-hour tour. So
anyone ever says, hey, we're going to do this for 3 hours, I don't care what it is. My mind always, that's what the Skipper and Gilligan promised.
There you go. So I'm not going to give you anything too deep. I got too many books. So and my list of books is pretty long.
Well, who's your favorite character in Hogan's Heroes?
I would say Klinger, but it's not.
That's in MASH.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I watched that one, too. Oh, who was the sergeant?
Sergeant Schultz.
Schultz.
I know nothing.
Schultz.
I see Schultz. Nothing. Right. Sergeant Schultz. Oh. An excellent choice.
Yeah, right. Sergeant Schultz.
All right. Good deal. Well, this is going to be maybe an interesting one for you to answer because we kind of already talked about your plans. If you weren't doing what you do now, what would you be doing?
So before deciding to join the military, I wanted to be a police officer. So I think if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I'd probably be out there doing law enforcement somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully not behind bars, on the other side of the bars. But
Officer Pacheco.
There you go.
Nice. All right.
Quick short story. There's an Officer Pacheco in Miami, Florida. And he gave me a parking ticket once, so we never met, but I got to the car and it's like, you know, I get a parking ticket and the guy's name is Pacheco. I'm like, geez.
You couldn't get the friends and family on that?
Nothing. No discount whatsoever.
Okay. So. Now, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Now, that's the question that gets discussed a lot in this thing, but what's your answer, man?
It does. I think for me is really to stop time. I've been extremely fortunate and blessed in my career. I mean, I've had a wonderful career. But I think there are a lot of things, my family, my kids growing up, if I could stop time a little bit and enjoy some of those times a little bit more. And not only that, I guess maybe if I stop time, I could perhaps influence some outcomes a little bit differently. But other than that, I used to say invisibility a lot. That's just so people wouldn't see me coming. But that one's outdone.
Well, now in retirement, maybe you'll have nothing but time, and so you can do all the things that you want to do, and we certainly wish you the best.
Well, thank you so much again, Tripp. I want to wish you all the success for a great show. I couldn't think of a better person to do this. I think the personality, you know, the fun and the attitude that you'll bring to this, I think it'll be enjoyable to your guests and our listeners as well. So best of luck.
Thank you, Manny.
Continued success.
Well, this concludes another episode of Equipping the Corps. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today. If so, please take a couple minutes to leave us a review, subscribe, and tell your friends about us. Until next time, stay safe. This is Tripp Elliott, signing off.